Blasting out coast to coast and border to border on rural radio and hometown radio stations, it's time for America's Hot Barn Report with Monty James.
We are locked and loaded with the Monday Never Fun Day edition of America's Hot Barn Report. Actually, that's not true about Mondays always. Take today, for example. I recorded today's show on Sunday, Father's Day, uploaded it to the satellite and FTP, and hopefully, when you hear this, I'll be out walleye fishing on the Missouri River. Oh, we'll be headed to Otter Tail Lake, Minnesota to chase walleyes at the end of June, so we will take any and all advice and where the bite is at from the world-class sportsmen and women that listen to the Hot Barn Report on KWAD Wadena and Kick FM in Alexandria, Minnesota. We love that country up there. By the way, don't judge Minnesota by what goes on in the Twin Cities. Totally different world. Now I'm done.
Yeah.
You need me on that wall.
Double down Friday at the CME. Remember, gentle listener, limit down on trading is $6.50 on live cattle. We call them fat cattle. And $8.25 on feeder cattle. So there. See, I do know something. Here's what else I know. Despite the boar dropping dramatically, 'twas a strong week at live cattle auctions across the Great Northern Beef Belt. Here's what happened at week's end. Dylan Bitts, also known as, anyone, son of a Bitts. Get it? Is it? Yeah. All right. Reports that pairs crossed over the $5,000 mark at Napoleon Livestock. Seth at Ogallala Livestock texted that Marvin Mueller won the coveted HBR Top Cattle Buyer Buckle at their anniversary sale. We're 85 head off the Hanging Dollar Ranch, averaging $1,060. He had $298.50. Whoa. Hot barn indeed.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Heifer pairs hit $43.50 at Moe Bridge Livestock on the shores of Lake Oahe. Big sale going down today at Faith Livestock Auction. See video details with Dace Harper, who has a face for radio only at Hot Barn Report on Facebook or bidden by at CattleUSA.com. Monty James for America's Hot Barn Report saying have a great Monday. I am.
Brought to you by Northwest Stockyards, Stockman's Livestock, Tri-County Stockyards, Bassett Livestock, Platt Livestock, Torrington Livestock, Moe Ridge Livestock, Ogallala Livestock, Pressure Livestock, St. Ange Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, Babe Livestock, and Stockman's Livestock Exchange.
Parker James here from Your Ag Network. Beef month may be over, but summer is grilling and chilling season. And there's nothing better on the grill than a big ribeye, raised, fed, finished, and processed in the good old USA. Big tip of the hat to all the producers putting in countless hours from the National Beef Checkoff, the Sandhills Ranch Expo, and Prairie Promise Lean Beef. You can find details on summer sizzler events and giveaways at the Hot Barn Report on Facebook. Make your summer sizzle with some U.S. beef. The nation's largest ranch expo is going down in Cowtown. It's the Sandhills Ranch Expo, June 18th and 19th at the Rock County Fairgrounds, Bassett, Nebraska. This incredible event features hundreds of vendors, the tastiest food trucks in the Midwest, a craft show for the ladies, and that one strange uncle.
Yeah.
And the famous Rough Stock Challenge that went viral last year with over 40 million views. That's June 18th and 19th in Bassett, Nebraska. Details at sandhillsranchexpo.org. This is the one show you don't want to miss. Yes.